Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 81.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Thanks for listening in today. This episode is brought to you by Just Uno, an incredible Shopify app. Do you want your on-site lead capture to drive more revenue, delight shoppers, and convert more visitors? Then you have to check out Just Uno. They're an on-site visitor conversion platform that has been designed to help businesses like you collect more leads and take their customer journey to the next level. You want to learn even more? You should totally check out episode 21, where I've interviewed the co-founder and CEO, Eric Christensen, about how retailers can maximize their traffic and revenue and stop leaving money on the table. You know, getting the promotional strategy isn't always easy, and that's where Just Uno Plus comes in. You get exclusive access to AI-powered product recommendations, plus a dedicated conversion strategist for support and optimization. And for listeners looking to take their business to the next level, Just Uno is now offering 15% off exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So go to justuno.com, use the coupon code Fastlane15. That will give you 15% off, and you can start optimizing your conversion rate today. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. My guest on today's episode is Brian Anderson, the CEO and product architect of Nacelle. They're a headless Shopify solution. I know there's been some buzz about headless and headless commerce and PWA and this progressive web app. So today is a very interesting and educational show, both for me and I know for those listening today. This is leading edge stuff. Literally, they have created a really amazing solution. They have some great case studies. I've been digging deep into this kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about how their solution helps merchants increase both their mobile conversion rate and their cart sizes. So let's jump in. So hi, Brian. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad we're able to sync our calendars. I know it was a challenging end of 2019, and now we're in Q1 of 2020. There's always that hustle and bustle around the holiday times trying to get things rolling, but I'm glad we're able to record today. I think it's rather timely. People are thinking strategy now. It's in the new year, all that craziness of BFCM and the holiday season is kind of over now. And now it's like, okay, what are we doing? What's our plan? What are we going to work on that's going to help grow and scale our business? And I know that headless commerce and progressive web app, that kind of concepts are on a lot of people's minds, and mobile speed, mobile conversions. I'm sure we'll dig into some stats in a few minutes. But for those that don't know who Nacelle is, can you talk first on a high level, like what sort of problem are you trying to solve for Shopify brands?
Yeah, I think the right question is always starting with the problem, especially when you're dealing with, let's just call them buzzwords like headless, yeah. Which has been quite the buzzword recently. In the context of the World Wide Web, I think there's actually a problem that essentially every service provider on the web actually has. And that's the web sort of grew up on a desktop computer, and that was our interface for a number of years. And then there was this sort of mobile native app revolution that said, oh, here's how we're going to solve mobile. We want to interact with the web through a mobile device. But in the context of Shopify merchants, e-commerce in general, but Shopify merchants specifically, I think a mobile app is only getting installed when you really are intimately familiar with a brand and there's some sort of maybe loyalty system or something that you have. And so it's logical then to install a mobile native app. But generally, shopping is done on the web. I want to go to merchant.com on my phone. I don't necessarily want to download a mobile native app. certainly if I'm first getting exposed to the brand for the first time, right, it doesn't necessarily make sense. I don't feel comfortable just downloading their mobile native app. And so we have this sort of funny experience online as shoppers where we're using a web, the internet, and it's not really designed with the mobile web first. It was designed for a desktop. And so as developers, we do these fancy things with style sheets where, you know, we could take a what would be a wide design and sort of narrow it down so it fits on the phone. But to me, that's only a marginal improvement. That doesn't really get you that mobile first experience that I think we need. That's really where Nacelle comes in. We provide a suite of tools to merchants and merchant developers that help them really make that customer experience something brilliant and something special when they're shopping on the mobile device. And so statistically, you could look at what's going on in the world. You know, desktop conversion rate tends to hover around 3% for brands that are growing fast. But mobile conversion rate is typically 1% or maybe even a little less than 1%. So I think that's the statistics that sort of confirm what we've known at Nacelle for a while, which is the web isn't quite right for this. It's certainly not specific to Shopify, but there's pain for the Shopify merchant because those mobile as a percent of whole traffic is, it just keeps going up. I think when I started in the Shopify world, it was about 40%, then 50, then 60. And now I see the fastest growing DTC brands, they're hovering right around 80, 85%. So I think it's really a significant problem that we need to solve and tackle as a Shopify community as a whole. Really want to get this one.
You make a good point about mobile traffic going up, whereas if you're only have a responsive website, you know, kind of scale down as best you can. And a lot of themes have this sort of functionality built into them. The odd thing is that mobile experience is hovering around a 1% conversion rate with responsive or some kind of, you know, modifications, you know, understanding that you're on a mobile device, but a 60 to 80% of your traffic is coming that way. It's almost like you're not putting your best foot forward as far as you know that on average desktop conversion rate is hovering around 3%, as you said, because it's much more real estate and that's just kind of how the themes are typically designed. And so it sounds like you're positioning yourself in a market that needs a fix. You know, how do we get to 3% or more with this PWA or this headless type systems that we're going to talk about in a minute? So I think it's a very noble endeavor to want to solve this sort of problem.
Yeah. And I think it's one of these problems that's technical in nature, but it's relatable as well. I think we've all been customers on a phone and we've tried to purchase something and it's been a frustrating experience. But in the e-commerce world, we feel it the most because that literally drives our bottom line. I was listening to Larry Page give a talk about Google. He was having a hard time executing a Google query because he was using his phone in a car and it was on a bumpy road and it was just the most frustrating experience, right? So I think the solution to this, I would say, I have my own qualms with CSS as a backend developer, but of course I respect it. So with style sheets, I would say that that's only a marginal improvement to what we have. And I think what we really need here is something radically different.
So let's dig into your journey. I always love hearing the stories of how founders build what they build. I mean, obviously you have a background, a story, and I understand you have a co-founder also. So can you just share with the audience today, first of all, the desire to want to build this platform and then the expertise packages this all up together?
Yeah. So I've been working in the Shopify ecosystem for a number of years. I spent a lot of my career on it and probably one of the biggest Shopify fanboys you'll meet. I actually did a talk on Headless last year at Unite, and I think a lot of that came out. Before Nacelle, I ran a Shopify Plus agency called ShopElf, and we sort of got this reputation as being a very technical shop. You know, we tackled a number of complex projects. So, for example, we had a merchant that needed a connection between Recharge, their subscription service, and a satellite service called Iridium, which is a satellite constellation. And we built them essentially a connection to that satellite service for their AirNav Things device, which, of course, they sold on Shopify. So that was an example of sort of a complex technical project, really, that needed some of the expertise that we had at ShopElf. I actually personally wrote a nice chunk of code for that. And you know, those kinds of projects were just so much fun. Rachel Tyers, she's co-founder of Nacelle. And she worked at a media buying agency called Mute6, a well-known agency. They're absolutely awesome. If you need help with your Facebook ads and your Google ads, I think they're a great shop for Shopify merchants. And Rachel was leading up the project around one of the merchants that we did a headless build for. So it was using progressive web app technology, which I think we'll get into a little bit what that is. But essentially, she saw the numbers for the return on ad spend, which was directly driven by these large increases in conversion rate and these large increases in cart size. You know, we started to have a conversation, hey, how does this work? What else can we do for other merchants? And of course, the problem was in order to do these technical builds, it was very, very, very expensive. And so we started to brainstorm, well, how can we get the cost of this down? And that was sort of the birth.
That's awesome. So let's dig into headless then and PWA. I think that's probably a great way to start, at least have a framework so we're all on the same page. It's misconstrued a bit. What PWA, like what is a progressive web app? Where did it come from? And then why is this whole headless commerce conversation even happening now? So let's dig into it and figure out about, and then how Nacelle fits into this whole equation.
I'm a little contrarian. I think by the time something's trendy or sort of a buzzword, I feel like it's already boring or old.
Yeah.
So I say we're a headless solution with caution because I think it's an easy way to describe an otherwise complex technical problem. But you're right. I think a lot of people want to talk about headless. They want to say that they're doing something headless. Thanks for this opportunity to kind of talk about this because I think it's important. Headless, the formal definition, is a separation between the front end or your storefront, what the customer interacts with, and the back end or the database that holds all your data for your store. And the funny thing about headless is that this separation is not new. This has actually been going on for decades. I think I remember like Microsoft came out with these proprietary APIs, you know, in like the 90s or something, and this was groundbreaking. And you could make the argument that that's when headless started. It's the ability to say, okay, I'm going to use a backend system, some sort of database that's holding my data, and I'm going to craft an interface or something that the customer can react with that has essentially that backend database system is not aware of what's going on the front end. It simply transports the data through this sort of data highway called an API. And so that is headless. So it's a very old concept. And frankly, Shopify has been supporting headless for a number of years. So why it's just trendy now, I couldn't tell you, Steve. I don't know. Part of the hype, right? I think it's driven by this idea that we can now get this rocking mobile experience that, you know, really not only delivers a good first impression of the brand to the customer, but also affects sales revenue and the bottom line through a superior mobile experience. And we could dive into that a little bit too. So with headless, you need to have headless in order to have what's called a PWA or a progressive web app. And the idea of a progressive web app is how close can we get the internet, the web, merchant.com, to look and feel like a mobile native app without having to download a mobile native app. So I want to go to merchant.com and I want to have that Instagram experience. I want to have that Facebook experience where everything sort of just flows and I don't have to wait for the pages to change every time I click on something. I just want it to feel instant. And it's funny, it sort of creates this loop where you're more interacting with the brand instead of fighting page reloads while you're exploring. So to me, I think every time a page has to reload on a mobile device, it's really a discovery deterrent. And it really doesn't help your brand portray its story, nor does it help the customer find the products that they really want to find on your storefront. And so these concepts I'm talking about, they're embedded in what's called a progressive web app or a PWA. And in order to have a PWA, you need to be headless. And so I think that is actually the trend that's driving a lot of the hype around this word headless.
Yeah, thanks for having some clarity on that. And it helps me too. I mean, I have decent knowledge of it, but it's nice to actually hear it from you because you are, you know, particularly solving this problem. And thanks to Rachel too, being through Mute6, and she's seen the conversion and the traffic, and then seeing all this kind of coming together. So it makes sense, the union of you two building this solution. It kind of reminds me of I interviewed, I guess, a month or so ago. Episode 79. Robin Smith, who is the CEO of VL Omni, and so they're a kind of a platform connector, kind of integrator solution. And, you know, one of the comments that he made, I'm loading this question up for you and I hope you don't mind. He talks about the fact that the power in an e-commerce platform really is who owns the checkout. And I think from a Shopify perspective, it seems to make sense to me too, based on what he's saying, that I think Shopify has Shopify payments and they have, you know, I think overall you want to own the customer record because then you can do fraud scrubbing and then you can tag customers and you can just the whole fulfillment and everything can happen and all the reporting. And it's nice in that for Shopify to own the checkout. And so my question to you is that, so if we're removing the front end, so you're not necessarily using Shopify's content management system anymore, what happens to the customer now when they check out?
With Nacelle, you can use Shopify as the content management system still. We're not replacing Shopify's content management system. You have the opportunity to add in a third party like a Contentful or a Sanity, but not every merchant will choose to do that. I think Shopify has, certainly for the products and the collections, I think it's second to none. For the content stuff, if you want to use a tool to supplement what Shopify is already doing, you can, but it's not a requirement. Now, for the checkout, I think this is a really important subject. Because you're headless on Nacelle, you are still using Shopify's checkout system. When I bet my career on Shopify, a lot of it was because of the checkout. I liked what they were doing. I think it was a 10x better than the systems out there. And I still feel that way. And so what happens is the customer will go through the experience of shopping online and learning about the brand and adding product to their cart. And when they're done with that experience, they'll hit checkout and that will redirect into Shopify's checkout system, which, as you mentioned, is not only rock solid, but just provides a ton of benefits to the customer with Shopify Pay and also to the merchant with reporting. That's nice and integrated. So none of that gets lost in the process of the sell. And I think that's another really important aspect and something that I'm really excited about. It's, hey, how can we maximize the customer mobile experience, but also keep what's really important to the Shopify experience, which is
the checkout. Let's talk about the sweet spot, because I think not all solutions are meant for all customers. And I think it's important to figure out who is right for Nacelle. So maybe you can kind of share where you believe your sweet spot is of the type of merchant that may want to go down this journey and work with you.
It's certainly not right for everyone. I would say Shopify Plus merchants who have already, like they really have their branding down. Perhaps they're at a certain amount of revenue so that they could cover the cost of either working with a developer in-house or perhaps working with a developer agency. I think that's going to be really important when you take on this endeavor. And I think for maybe the top 1% of the Shopify merchants, this is appropriate for. If you are just getting started on Shopify and, you know, you're building your brand, you're figuring out what your sales channels are, I think the Shopify Liquid system, which is, you know, just default Shopify out of the box, there's just a number of themes you can use to maximize your growth. There's a number of different apps that you can experiment with. And so I think while you're in the phase of sort of building out your brand, that is not the right time to go headless. You really want to figure out, okay, what direction are we pointing this spaceship called our brand? And once we find that direction, then let's really slam on the gas pedal and look at a solution that could be headless or Nacelle so that we can just absolutely scale out what we're doing. And I think that's the important point. It's don't, for anything in e-commerce, don't prematurely scale. I think that's a really important point. And I think that's why, frankly, headless is probably only correct for a small percent of merchants on Shopify. Now, that's not to say that as a merchant, you shouldn't be aware of these strategies. I think you want to be, you know, building a brand is really hard, Steve. I think and specifically within that, building a following is what's really important. So I think when you're getting started and you're getting your brand together, I think building that audience should take the majority of your focus. Once you have that base and once you're ready to really be on Shopify Plus and really start to scale up, that's when I think having the conversation about, well, what can headless do for us and what could better conversion rates on mobile, what would that really mean to our bottom line?
I call it like building a community and, you know, of fans and brand ambassadors. And I think there's ways definitely on Shopify just to use their free or premium themes. And I think you're right. I think digging into the app store, there is some opportunities maybe through AMP, which is accelerated mobile pages. And I think there's some ways to help improve your conversion rate. I think overall, I think you need to build and scale up to a certain GMV. And then what's the next step? And I think that's one of the questions they always ask on this show. Is that because there's so many different types of people that listen to the show, And I agree with you that let's not concern yourself about headless and let's just focus on growing your brand. I think that's the number one thing to do. But what about those that are, I would say, more mid-market or enterprise? So they have a small team and they are definitely eager to grow and scale. What do you believe that maybe the marketing team or the executive team, what should they work on maybe as it relates to what Nacelle's offering?
When you're at this stage, you have to consider what your biggest problems are. And sometimes your mobile conversion rates are quite good for other reasons. And so maybe it's not a super important strategy. But for the most part, the trend that we see is as you get into this mid-market and as you start to scale, you want to start to really focus on optimizing your mobile traffic, especially if you're seeing mobile traffic around 75 to 85%. That's, of course, the vast majority of all the customers interacting with your brand and interacting with your cart, checking out. And so from a marketing point of view, I think you should be very concerned with how do we maximize return on investment? How do we maximize the experience for every customer that visits our store and interacts with our brand? And that's when it's really appropriate to start to think about, okay, well, what could a headless storefront look like for us? What could a progressive web app look like? What could it do for our traffic? Not just our brand, but also our conversion rates.
What about the future? I mean, obviously, I would assume that there's a nonstop kind of iterative process of Nacelle and you must have a roadmap. Are you able to share any kind of North Star, any highlights for your 2020, you know, roadmap or like partner alignment? I always talk about, you know, what's unique or any innovation that you can share publicly today.
I think one thing that always really impressed me about the Shopify ecosystem was the partners in the system, both from an agency point of view and from a technical point of view. And I mean, you only have to start to browse through the App Store on Shopify to start to get a feel for how impactful this is. And so for Nacelle, one drawback of headless is you can't simply go to the App Store and install an app for the front end. Certainly for the back end, you absolutely can. But this is another reason why maybe it's not appropriate for the brand that's just growing and figuring out their strategies. Right. You want to maximize flexibility there. We are very interested and always investing in working with that Shopify app ecosystem. So we have 24, 25 of the most popular apps already integrated, including ones like Klaviyo, Yapo, Gorgeous, Just Uno, Recharge, Smile.io, some of my personal favorites, but also some of the ones that often get mentioned when we talk to merchants. And so we already have integrations with a number of partners, but we're constantly adding more every month. And so that's something that we're very excited about. The ability to use, say, Recharge headlessly or Klaviyo headlessly, I think is really compelling. Of course, internationalization is another thing we're very focused on. You know, we think as mid-market merchants scale and grow that, you know, being able to use the website in different languages and different currencies is just absolutely critical, again, to that customer experience. There's one more thing, too, that I'll share that we're working on. I don't know if I've told the world about this, so you'll be the first, Steve. For search and filtering, I always felt this was something that the mid-market merchant really needed to focus on as well, especially if you have a large product catalog. So, you know, if you have, you know, 30, 40 products, so be it. If you have 2,000 products, gosh, you really have to think about your filtering from, you know, a faceted filtering point of view. And so there are a few apps out there that do this really well. Certainly Instant Search Plus, I would recommend if you're not doing headless. If you are doing headless, there's a partner in the ecosystem called Algolia that I think just does an absolute brilliant job. They are a little expensive. And so we are going to have an offering that actually does search and filtering out of the box with Nacelle. It won't be perhaps as robust as Algolia. We're still going to recommend Algolia for those large merchants that have a really demanding search and filtering requirement. But we're also building something in-house that I think will be really great.
We are nearing the end of the show. We probably could talk for hours on this topic. I think at the end of the day, you really just add some clarity, literally, to, you know, what problem you're solving and the fact that mobile traffic is increasing year over year. Conversion rate is still lower than desktop. So I think those are some key takeaways that I have right now. Anything extra that you want to add before we wind up for today?
I think this is sort of the trend, you know, with mobile traffic just dominating, you know, the e-commerce world. I think as you're growing your brand and as you're scaling your brand, you really want to think about what is that customer experience going to be like? My customer first visits my storefront because it's most likely going to be on their phone. And so what's that interaction going to be like? How can we just keep a smile on the customer's face while also thinking about you know, maximizing revenue from, you know, a conversion rate and, an average order value point of view. And so these are the problems that NSL solves. Certainly not right for everyone, but certainly interesting. And gosh, I'm just so excited, Steve, about, you know, the progressive web app and the single page application, and how I think that's going to radically change the web, not just for Shopify merchants, but sort of across the board. And I really do encourage merchants to start to look into some of these trends, maybe less headless, let that word go, but maybe more.
What does
this do for the customer mobile?
How can people learn more about NSL? Where can they go to get more info?
We have a great website. It's called getnsell.com. So getnsell.com. It's packed with information. We talk a little bit more about how this works and how the system works and how it could help your brand. So I do encourage you to check that out. And there's some other stuff as well. There's Shopify actually has a headless page. Coincidentally, I built a number of those stores, and I'm quite proud of them. So definitely take a look, because it's a good example of what you could do as a Shopify merchant.
For those listening today, link to the content that Shopify has built just for education purposes. And then we also did speak offline just kind of before recording today, and you've been kind to offer for those listening today a strategy session just to see if PWA and the SLE is right for you. And can you share some of the details on that?
So if you're interested, you know, I think what's really important is sitting down and figuring out, okay, you know, maybe I'm interested in headless, but I'm not quite sure if it's right for me. I certainly don't want to spend months and months thinking about this and a lot of dollars thinking about it and implementing if it's not quite right. I'm extending a free 15-minute strategy session to your listeners, Steve. You know, they can come on and have a conversation with me, and, you know, I can learn a little bit about the brand and what they're building.
You know, once again, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show today, sharing your passion for wanting to help these Shopify brands and their mobile experience and mobile conversion. Best of luck, and I'm excited to watch NSL. Hopefully you're going to be at Unite this year.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Yes, I'll see you at Unite.
Looking to scale your e-commerce business and implement some proven strategies to grow your brand? Don't forget about our podcast sponsor, Just Uno, the leading on-site visitor conversion platform. If you're interested in optimizing your website experience with AI-powered product recommendations, intelligent personalization, and a bunch of other amazing features to help you grow and scale, head on over to justuno.com. Don't forget about the exclusive e-commerce Fastlane discount, 15% off. Use the coupon code FASTLANE15. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.